Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our emergency medical, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-brand-new website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now to start the hour out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a caller on the line, but I'm going to go to the caller after I get this story out there. You ready?
I am.
Senator Ron Johnson said that his committee's report on the Biden and Burisma activity will be out within days. I think that's going to be damning.
I think it really will be. And I think talked about this with Sarah Carter, who many people, I'm sure, are familiar with. Great investigative reporter and journalist. And that's right, because more information that comes out about Joe Biden and all the stuff with Hunter and Burisma and all that stuff, that could be a real game changer.
Yeah, and Mitt Romney yesterday came out, and by the way, Romney, I wish he would just, it's too bad they got to wait 4 more years to vote him out. Mitt Romney came out and said, well, there's no reason to be concerned about Hunter Biden because what he did was no one's concern in the government. Really? Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, it was. All right, let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liberal Larry. I'm moving back across the state of Florida my one Saturday a month.
All righty.
Well, I want to talk about censorship again with big tech. Last night I kind of said something about Zuckerberg, and then actually Matt Gaetz filed a criminal complaint against him. But tonight I'm going to talk about Twitter. What they're doing, Diana Paulina Luna was not verifying her. It's complete crap. You know, she's running against that sleeve ball Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
They won't let Laura Loomer back on Twitter at all. That lady down there, was it Louise Frankel? And she's all tied up with that Xfinity Comcast. They were actually blocking her from sending out reminders for Republicans to vote. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. And these are the people that we need in the government, because they're the ones that are going to fight this stuff for us. I mean, I don't know about the listeners, but these are the kind of candidates that make me want to vote Republican.
Well, I do a lot of stuff on social media. You know that, right?
Yes.
And I've yet to be blocked for anything, and I get pretty racy every now and then. I don't know what it is you're getting blocked for. I guess it's who you are or something. I don't know.
Well, I actually got locked out on my Twitter for 24 hours, and it wasn't even a direct tweet. I made a reply to a retweet that actually, you know who Mike Cernovich is?
Yeah.
I made a reply to it because he said he couldn't believe that Andrew Gillum almost won the state of Florida. So I posted the picture of Gillum in the fetal position on the floor when they found him in his own vomit, And all I said was, it's too bad Ed Buck wasn't at the party that night. They locked me out of my Twitter instantly for 24 hours.
Okay.
Meanwhile, they're posting God knows what with pornography or whatever, and that's just fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a problem.
Okay.
And we need people like this in Congress that are going to fight these people.
Okay, well, we'll keep on watching and see what's going on. But like I say, I'm not getting blocked, and I put a lot of stuff up there that some people might be upset about. But guess what? So far, so good. I guess I'm just lucky.
I guess so.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Liberal Larry. Well, what do you think, Kyle? I mean, I'm serious. You've seen some of the stuff I posted.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but granted, here's the difference. I'm not posting personal opinion. I'm posting news stories. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that is, I think, a large part of it. Because the news is the news, but yeah, sometimes they may be looking for things that could be.
And I'm not posting fake news. I'm not posting CNN. I'm posting, you know, One America News, Newsmax, occasionally Fox, but mostly One America News Now and the Newsmax, because I believe they're more accurate right now than anybody.
Yeah, well, exactly. And and you and I have mentioned this before, I know. Yeah, the things that we post on Facebook or
mm-hmm.
Twitter typically have to do with hard news events. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why
now,
we seem to be pretty good about that.
Now, do you have your Twitter and your Facebook tied together like I do mine?
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah, I usually post separately on Twitter than I do from Facebook.
Well, whatever I put up on Facebook goes over on Twitter automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, but again, it's a news story.
Right, exactly.
Once in a while, I'll get on my soapbox and I'll say something, but I really am not out there trying to insult anybody unless I called Biden a moron, but I don't think I'm going to get in trouble for that because I'm just telling the truth.
Well, and again, and news is thought-provoking in and of itself.
Oh, and by the way, I called Lion Biden because I caught him in a lie and I proved it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But again, yeah, news is actually thought-provoking in and of itself, and that's what helps to stimulate a lot of talk and a lot of discussion even on this
show.
And
as far as the politicians getting blocked like that or people running for office, there's got to be I heard keywords will get you blocked. Keywords, whatever that means.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, Kyle will be right back, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, the United States has sent our troops and some armored units back into Syria to counter a Russian move against the allies we left behind. They got themselves in a jam, and the U.S. is going in to save their proverbial butts. Here we go again.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our buddies over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know there's gold waiting in your windshield, or at least $100 worth of it, because if you give your windshield an inspection today and you can find a chip or a crack in it, guess what? You'll get $100 guaranteed and a brand new windshield, too, when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. All you have to have is Florida Comprehensive Insurance to be able to do it. From Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte too, and other surrounding areas, I guarantee you Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Earthquake and all. You got it out there. And yes, Kyle was sitting there, our number one. You'll be able to hear it on the podcast when it comes out on Sunday. But he was sitting there, our number one, and a 4.6?
Yeah, 4.6, what we know so far. That's right.
Yep, gave you a little rock and rolling.
It sure did, and it definitely was one of the more significant shakes we've had for a time here in California.
Well, speaking of shaking, the United States has once again sent our troops and armored vehicles to Syria to counter Russia. And Fort Campbell, Kentucky is sending 200 airborne rangers over to Kuwait to stage for something, don't know what, but they're on their way over there. So we are getting back in the thick of it again, I guess.
That's right, Captain. This also includes, according to reports, a few, at least like a half dozen Bradley fighting vehicles.
Yep, tanks.
As well. That's right. And they're going to be there to basically send a signal to Russia that they're not supposed to get involved against our allies there or other forces that are friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's been some firefights going on back and forth that have not necessarily been reported. I've been hearing the bits and pieces about it through Colonel Jim and my other people that I talked to. But fact of the matter is that we've taken a stronger stance, and here we go. Now, speaking of fighting, we had a little football game, and the Browns were playing. And apparently the Browns and their fans and the competitors and their fans, they had a bit of a brawl, but it was all pretty good because they managed to keep their face masks on.
Well, they kept their face mask on, check, social distancing,
yep.
X. No check for social distancing on that.
I don't know who won the brawl, do you?
I don't, but certainly that's really one for the books. I mean, if they're going to have a fight, but they're going to keep their masks on so nobody gets sick while they're trying to hurt each other. That's a new one.
Yeah, and when you get smacked in the face and you got all kinds of bodily fluids going everywhere, I suppose the mask is going to help a little bit, but not totally. Okay, the president said that there will be enough vaccines for all Americans by April, but we do know over the next 3 to 4 weeks that there will be vaccines given out to a selected group of people. I believe those will be the first responders. I believe they're getting it first. Now, the military has been undergoing a series of tests, and they've been testing some of these vaccines out there. So we've got, I don't know how many thousands, but thousands of military troops that have already been given this coronavirus vaccine.
Well, of course, yes, and that's also part and parcel of our national security structure, basically.
Yep.
We have to be able to have a military that's not susceptible.
But to listen to Joe Biden, oh, vaccines aren't any good, and we have to go through the normal process, and it's not. Really? Well, Joe, I think you're about 6 months behind the times again, maybe a year.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Captain. You know, sometimes I want to call in Catch-Up Joe. You know, it's almost like something from the 1940s. You know, hey, Joe, what did you catch up on today? Because he always seems to finally come around most of the time, but it takes him a long, long time, months at a time, before he'll finally realize, oh, wait a minute, I've got the wrong position on this. And, of course, that's no good to be a leader or president of the United States, to say the least. You have to make the right decisions the first time. That's exactly what President Trump did with things like the travel ban.
And if you listen to what it is that he's trying to propose here at the last minute and make things sound good, as he's doing what Donald Trump has already done and turning the words around a little bit.
Well, sure, and that's because they know that Donald Trump has been successful, so they're trying to glom on to that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, speaking of successful, Donald Trump made a comment. He said, I'm the best thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico, after he sent them another $13 billion in aid.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. I think he could say the same thing for Minnesota coming in and getting those
but
jobs.
Let me establish what's going on there. Puerto Rico had a bunch of corrupt politicians that were stealing some of the supplies and putting them out in the jungle. They found these large areas where they had water, they had cleaning supplies, they had food, MREs in the middle of the jungle stored that had been sent into the port, and these politicians apparently were doing the black market thing.
Well,
a bunch of them, including the mayor of San Juan.
Precisely. And isn't that so unconscionable? It's absolutely terrible. And I remember when all that was going on. And, of course, people tried to blame the Trump administration for this and that. But the proof was in the pudding, Captain. They found that stuff out there. Exactly.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. And, by the way, Canada, you know, if you want to go to Canada, folks, I would wait till at least after October the 21st and vice versa, because Canada has extended the U.S. border restrictions to October the 21st, which means if you go into Canada, you are going to be quarantined for 2 weeks, or vice versa. If you come down here from Canada, you're going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Take your pick.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the coronavirus issue can be very fluid. In fact, Canada has seen about 401 new cases as of Friday, and they've been seeing an uptick in cases here recently.
Well, I heard Joe Biden say that there were no cases in Canada, and there were 1,000 or something like that, or he mentioned some number in the United States, and he said, there weren't any cases at all in Canada. And I went and I looked. Not true.
No, not true.
Not true.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, there is a fluid nature to it. And so, but again, talk about playing politics. It sounds like what Biden is doing.
And then he talks about the fact that, well, you know, we could have saved 70 or 80,000 lives and no one would have had to have died. Had we done this sooner? Have we done this, that, and the other? Blah, blah, blah. Not true.
Not true. In fact, honestly,
save lives because of what the president did do.
Well, of course, it could have been a lot worse. But were for Joe Biden to stand there on the stage with, I think it was Anderson Cooper, standing there and saying, look, you know, nobody would have died, basically, is what Joe Biden was talking about.
That's what he said.
And that just seems so completely wrong because, obviously, this, again, the virus was spreading. President Trump's trying to mitigate that, but certainly he's not responsible for every single death or that there would have been no death.
And you had people with pre-existing conditions, especially respiratory, and if they got this thing, it made it worse. And because they had the respiratory problems to begin with, they got worse, they died, and they called it COVID to kill them.
Right, yeah, that goes to the idea of the comorbidity. And now we know a lot more about how this virus operates, and we know how to protect people better. But right, even early on, they said, well, everybody who unfortunately passes away as a result of this, that was going to be ruled a COVID death.
But now, I want to go to something very important, because this really delves into where we're going here with Joe Biden. We've heard a lot of talk about religion from Biden, correct?
Yes.
He's got a couple of political commercials out there, right?
Yep.
President Trump's Catholic ambassador, has ripped Joe Biden as a fake Catholic. That's pretty strong.
It is very strong. That's the Taylor Marshall Catholic commentator. That is pretty strong stuff. And a lot of times, it's interesting because a lot of times in American politics, the religious aspect per se does not really play front and center for a candidate. But this are some very, very strong words about Joe Biden. And of course, what he's doing, what this commentator is talking about, is comparing the historic tenets of the Catholic Church with what Joe Biden, the man or the senator, the politician, has done and said.
Yeah. And again, when we first started the show here, in the first hour, you were sitting there and you had an earthquake take place, right?
Yeah, just shortly before 11:39 local time.
A 4.6, and you were sitting there and you said, wait a minute, I think we're having an earthquake. Yeah, we're having an earthquake. you'll laugh when you hear that get played back.
Yeah, well, that's how it always starts, you know. Because you feel it a little bit and you go, well, what is that? And your radar sort of kicks on and then it keeps going and then you say, okay, it's an earthquake. And then you ask yourself, how long is this going on for?
Well, I was in one earthquake out there where I was actually sitting by a pool and it felt like the ground was rolling.
Yes, it feels just like that sometimes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Pardon me. When we come back, did you know, according to the lawyer for Julian Assange, that President Trump offered to pardon him to get him over here to spill the beans? We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A solidly blue state for the past half century, Minnesota has now become an unquestioned presidential battleground as President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden fight for working class voters in dueling events that mark the beginning of early voting today. The candidates steered clear of the state's most populated areas near Minneapolis to focus on blue collar voters, many of whom shifted to Republicans for the first time in 2016. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power along the Alabama coast and the Florida panhandle in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally as officials assessed millions of dollars of damage that included broken bridges in Pensacola and ships thrown onto dry land. Two people in Alabama now have been reported killed, a drowning and a death during the cleanup in Baldwin County. In Florida, authorities are still looking for a missing kayaker who is feared dead in Escambia County. Welcome to the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and you'll get a chance to meet Larry Elder down there in Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Bill Grandy, myself. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the evening down there with the Salem Conservative Summit at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Now, the tickets are limited. There's only like 200 of them or thereabouts. You can get them. This is a VIP event by going to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, but I suggest you get your tickets as soon as possible because when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. We have to practice social distancing and all that sort of stuff, which is why there's only 200 seats available, because you got to move everything around. So there you go. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Don't forget my Relief Factor buddies over there, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 works for me that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. I had some swelling yesterday in my ankle that was bothering me. It started to ache. I took the Relief Factor while I was in the doctor's office, and I was there for about an hour, and 45 minutes later, the swelling started to go down. The pain quit. Period. That simple. 100% drug-free. And again, this supports healthy joints and muscles. It's working for me. I've been taking it for going on almost 5 years, folks. So I want you to check it out because all you got to lose is pain, right? Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you, because if you don't, you're going to pay full price. So, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the lawyer
Oh, wait a minute. Before I start, I want to make sure I say happy Rosh Hashanah to all of our Jewish friends. We have a number of people that listen to us via the internet over in Israel, Kyle. Some of them are military soldiers and Jewish veterans and their families, too. And I get messages back and forth from those people. I really appreciate the fact that they are taking the time to listen to us. But Rosh Hashanah started last night at sunset. So happy Rosh Hashanah to all of them.
Absolutely, yes. Happy Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year. Exactly.
Yep, absolutely. And this is usually when some bad things happen over there. I certainly hope not. Now, by the way, this is a good segue to talk about this one. President Trump says the Saudis are likely to join the agreements with Israel at the right time, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, that is a very interesting phraseology. I think, Captain, that is the hallmark of how these normalizations of relations or peace treaties basically are being put together. All of the experts, quote unquote, for so many years, so many decades, would think that everything has to start wholly with the Palestinian situation. Well, I think President Trump and, of course, Jared Kushner have taken a very different approach with this. It's looking like it's being very successful, but they are putting things in line, brokering these deals, and then when, at the right time, Saudi Arabia will come on, and I have a feeling that they're going to have some kind of accommodation or some kind of plan in place to take care of the Palestinian question. And that is going to be, that will become the Super Bowl of all of this. But what we're seeing here is we're seeing these great plays that are being made. And to say it's historic for the world would be an understatement.
Now, there is another nation that has lined up as potentially prepared to sign a peace agreement with Israel, and it's Qatar.
Yes, that's exactly what we're hearing. And so again, this is, and it seems like these kinds of things are coming online fairly quickly, one after the other. And some people will try to poo-poo these agreements by saying, well, there's no open hostilities in the grand sense right now. But certainly, as these different countries come online with this, for very good reasons, of doing business together, peace is better for business, or this kind of thing. What also it's doing at the same time, Captain, is it's isolating Iran further and further. And to come this far in 4 years after we just got through the Obama administration,
yep,
giving them $150 billion in the ridiculous Iran deal.
Or more.
This is game-changing. This is a new day, truly.
Yeah. And by the way, the lawyer for Julian Assange said that President Trump offered to pardon Julian Assange to get him to come to the United States and spill the beans on what he knew, and he was afraid to come over here. Matter of fact, I think they're trying to extradite him right now. Isn't that what's going on over there?
I believe so. That's right. But President Trump did offer to give evidently Julian Assange a pardon. But again, that's a very a strange sort of situation to begin with. Basically, he wanted to get on with his life, basically. President Trump might get some other benefit out of it as well. That hasn't transpired, of course, yet. I don't know that it will in the end. But there's a lot of people who don't want Julian Assange to be able to say what he knows, and that's a very serious thing.
Yeah. Now, we kind of teased this a little bit about 20 minutes ago or so, but I'm going to get into it now. Glenn Beck has come out and made a categoric statement. He says that George Soros' influence reaches directly into the top echelon of the Fox News network. Now, we talked a little bit about this because of Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich has basically been ostracized, and I guess the host that was there has already apologized to him for cutting him off the way that they did, but apparently the producer or the director that was in charge of the show, and it was called Outnumbered, cut him off.
Yeah, it was. I've seen the clips of this now, and that's Harris Faulkner, who's the host of that program.
She's been on there the longest.
She has, and she's a great host and does an amazing job for a long time there at Fox.
Yep.
All of a sudden, Newt Gingrich talks about Soros, and funding the elections of these different district attorneys, basically,
right,
is what he's talking about. And then suddenly everything just changed very, very quickly. And some of the things I've seen about it, Captain, is the idea that, well, they thought it was going in an anti-Semitic direction, but I don't think that that's the case.
Not at
from
all.
What I saw. Yeah, because we're talking about George Soros. This isn't it's not an anti-Semitic sort of notion, because it's a practical notion. Does somebody have a political ideology that they're trying to foist upon other people with their money?
Right.
That's the question. So, yeah, we'll see how this kind of pans out, because this is this, I don't think we've heard the last of this. Yeah.
No, and he was stating factually correct, news. It was not something that was made up. It was not something that was meant to be detrimental. It was factually correct. We already know about these district attorneys.
Well, precisely. So from a fair sort of listening to all that, I don't see that that was the direction that it was going. It certainly never occurred to me until suddenly you had different people on there saying, we shouldn't be having this conversation. But again, I didn't see it as anything like that. I saw it as someone who's politically active, who's trying to foist on to people their own political ideologies. It's a very different sort of
thing. All right. Well, Nancy Pelosi, of course, wants money for her us to be having any type of stimulus deal. And her latest is she wants $25 billion in airline aid to be part of the stimulus deal before she will start talking about the stimulus.
Well, we can talk about the airlines, and they are certainly suffering. Just like the cruise ships, we talked yesterday, Captain, about cruise ships that are being scrapped or sold off, basically.
Why are they doing that?
Well, I know that
cash
they,
for yeah, cash.
Well, of course.
Okay. Why couldn't you do that with an airline, with aircraft?
That's a real possibility.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a real possibility, but the thing is that Nancy Pelosi, this feels like another roadblock. It's not about not wanting to help the airlines, but it feels like another roadblock to actually getting a win for stimulus, because it might make President Trump look good, help people before the election. And so what Nancy Pelosi needs to do is she needs to forget about all this stuff.
By the way,
bare bones thing for the American people.
By the way, I just saw the president getting on Marine One, which is the helicopter that flies him over from Joint Base Andrews over to the White House.
Right.
And the pilot in the jump seat, or I believe it was the pilot, was a woman.
Marine cool.
Woman pilot. So how about that? That's the first time I've seen that.
Well, that is very cool. And what a prestigious, kind of an assignment that is. And by the way, only the best can fly Air Force One or Marine One.
Oh, I know. And yes, and remember who did at one time?
Who's that?
Buzz Patterson.
Oh, that's right, Buzz Patterson.
Running for Congress in California.
Yeah, that's right.
He flew Nixon around.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So how about that? So I guess we know people in low places still.
Well, the closest I ever got to that was seeing the helicopter at the Nixon Library.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let that drop. All right, folks. Because I was there when George W. Bush's plane landed. I was standing right there welcoming one of the military people, welcoming the veterans in Sarasota back in 2006. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report updated for you before Kyle has to part away. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is. That's my uptown girl, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up there with her husband, Don. They have the Double D Ranch up there. It's a horse ranch, and they stable horses there. And they're just up the road a tad bit from our buddies down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to the folks in Fort Benning, Georgia, and hope everybody's doing fine there tonight. Alrighty, well, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you all about the Flying J, and you get yourself a free cup of coffee. Alrighty, fire weather concerns persist across the west, the far west, northwest, with below normal temperatures for the Midwest and the east up into New England. As a cold front moves through the western states, gusty conditions will bring fire weather concerns through the weekend from the interior northwest into the Great Basin and into the Rockies. Now, elsewhere, temperatures will run 10 or more degrees below normal from the upper Midwest all the way into New England, all the way to Nova Scotia. Now, in the Gulf of Mexico, we have another problem. We have Tropical Storm Beta. 60-mile-an-hour winds, going to be a big-time rainmaker again. It's going to skirt the coast. It's already bringing rain to the Mexican-Texas coastline up towards Corpus Christi, but it's going to get a little bit more intense. There is a tropical storm watch and a warning in place all the way to Houston and further over into the western part of Louisiana. And, Kyle, you take it from there.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to start out in the west tonight. We're going to start in Utah. We've got fire weather warning there in most of the state. This is going to be south of Provo. So if you're traveling across I-70 or traveling down I-15 in the Levi area, in the Salina area, if you're on I-70, you're going to have that fire weather warning. All that's going to extend all the way down towards Kingman, Arizona, traveling across I-40. Also, a little bit of a pocket there in southeastern Nevada, not really covering Las Vegas, but in the Utah area, looks like we have humidity about 14% or so. We do have some precipitation in the Pacific Northwest, in the Boise area, traveling across Idaho over towards Helena, Montana, where we still have air quality alerts, of course, going on all over the state of Washington and Oregon, but some of the rains in southern Oregon have brought some relief from those fires, which is a good thing. But, of course, once that happens and places are burned, then you could have some slides or other kinds of issues having to do with thunderstorms. But basically throughout California, we're starting to see a lot of those air quality alerts dissipate, even though we still have the Bobcat fire burning, El Dorado fire burning, et cetera, for those that are still going on. So about south of Fresno, we still have some air quality alerts going on. We should see some cooling down in temperatures, as you mentioned, but in Phoenix, for example, we're looking at 102 this weekend, Las Vegas 98, also in Palm Springs, 106 degrees, but those should be cooling down hopefully sooner than later. And again, some sad news about the El Dorado fire, which was started by people doing a gender reveal party. One firefighter died on Thursday fighting that fire. Very, very sad news. It shows just how serious all this is that has been ongoing for a couple of weeks now.
Now, in central Texas, from Midland, about 50 miles north, 50 miles south, and west over to Pecos along I-20, you have some rain tonight. I'll get to the rest of it down there in the Gulf in a minute. But up there, the central part of Wisconsin, from Madison straight across to Milwaukee and then up towards Green Bay, you have a frost warning there. Over into the northern part of Michigan, you have a hard freeze warning tonight in northern Michigan. And the rest of Michigan has a frost warning down into northern Oregon and northwest Ohio. And then out eastern Ohio, east of Cleveland, over to Erie, Pennsylvania, over along I-80, down into Snowshoe, along I-80. All of upstate New York, from Dunkirk to Buffalo and down to the Pennsylvania line, the northern part of the Poconos, north of Winston-Salem, north of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, over to Poughkeepsie, up through the Adirondacks, hard freeze warning up there along Lake George, up along the St. Lawrence Seaway. That includes all of Vermont, all of western Massachusetts, all of New Hampshire, and all of northern Maine, where we also have a hard freeze warning in the northern extreme part of Maine. And all along the ocean there, we've got a frost warning tonight. Now, because we've got a hurricane, a major hurricane, bearing in on Bermuda, we've got some rip current warnings along the east coast, all the way from the Chesapeake Bay on down to the outer coasts of Daytona Beach in Florida. As that storm gets closer to the U.S., it's got 130 mile an hour sustained winds, gusts to 150. It is moving away from the United States. Once it gets to Bermuda, it's going to go up there and maybe skirt the Maritimes, and that'll be about it up there. But Kyle, down in the Gulf, we have got Tropical Storm Beta, which is going to dump rain on top of the areas in Louisiana where Hurricane Laura was, and flooded everything out there. It's also got the possibility to go across all the way to Mobile and Pensacola and dump rain over there. This is not pretty.
No, it really isn't, Captain. And, of course, also the life-threatening storm surge possibilities are there as well. So on top of rain, you still have the storm surge possibilities, and this is, again, it's just not something that this region can really take too much more of.
And what this Tropical Storm Beta is going to do, which is even screwier, is it's going to come close to the Texas coast and then go up the coastline and wobble around a little bit until it gets up around Houston. And then it could either do one of two things. Go east out of Houston towards New Orleans, or go north up the Arkansas, or up the Texas-Louisiana line up towards Arkansas, which again would take it right through the area where Hurricane Laura was.
Exactly right. So, yeah, we continue to monitor because that's the, it gets to these different points, and the different weather above that may push it one way or another.
And before we go, you survived a 4.6 earthquake right there. You sat right there, live and in living color, and we went through it together on the radio.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're out checking for damage right now. We don't have any reports.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he's a trooper, just kept right on cruising along there, even though he had a earthquake that, that took place right there while we were on the air in hour number one. And we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Have you heard the big news out of Senator Ron Johnson?
With his subpoenas?
No. The report on the Biden-Burisma debacle is expected within the next few days, next week.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
What's
going
to happen?
We're coming into a crisis period for a lot of reasons. One of them is the big question on whether information about Biden's family and, you know, or Joe and or Hunter should be part of the portfolio, if you will, on a presidential candidate going into November the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, voters should be informed on who their candidate is.
You bet.
You know, you don't kind of hold anything, whether it's, insignificant or significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's information, and voters should be informed.
Yep. Well, I totally agree with you, and I also believe that there is something there to all of this. And again, where's Hunter?
Well, he's out there.
We haven't seen him again in a little while, have we?
Well, I mean, is there a reason to?
Well, why not? He would, wouldn't he be helping his daddy along the campaign trail? I would be if my son were around. He'd be helpful.
Well, remember, there was a big issue that he was kind of in hiding anyway because of his financial reports filed before the court on the paternity case. So they finally did decide on, you know, some kind of monies to give to this mother and this child. But, yeah, that's the reason he kind of was in hiding.
Okie doke. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we will talk about the passing of Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This happened last night, about 9-ish, thereabouts somewhere. And, of course, now we'll see what happens. Now we'll see what happens. All righty, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.